Blackstone Audio presents Fortune's Daughter by Alice Hoffman. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. Part 1. It was earthquake weather, and everyone knew it. As the temperature hovered near 100 degrees, the days melted together, and it was no longer possible to tell the difference between a Thursday and a Friday. Coyotes in the canyons panicked. They followed the scent of chlorine into backyards, and some of them drowned in swimming pools edged with blue Italian tiles. In Hollywood, the tap water bubbled as it came out of the faucets. Ice cubes dissolved in the palm of your hand. It was a time when everything you once suspected might go wrong suddenly did. For miles in every direction, people just snapped. Lovers quarreled in bedrooms and parking lots. Money was stolen. Knives were pulled. Friendships that had lasted a lifetime were destroyed with one harsh word. Those few people who were able to sleep were haunted by nightmares. Those with insomnia drank cups of coffee and swore they smelled something sweet burning, as if a torch had been put to a grove of lemon trees sometime in the night. It wasn't uncommon to have hallucinations in weather like this. And Ray Perry, who had never had a vision in her life, began to see things on the empty sidewalk whenever she took the bus home from work. A high-heeled shoe left at a crosswalk, a wild dog on the corner of La Brea, a black garden snake winding its way through traffic. Hollywood Boulevard seemed to move in waves, and at home, the white stucco walls in Ray's apartment shifted as if they were made of sand. It wasn't just the heat that was affecting everyone. It was the strange quality of the air. Every breath you took seemed dangerous, as if it might be your last. Even in the air-conditioned office where she worked for an independent producer named Freddie Contina,